This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we take your phone calls. I'll give out that number again. It's 877-726-8255. And we got lots to talk about this hour. Exercise for irritable bowel syndrome and Mediterranean diet for reducing the risk of kidney stones. Also, the importance of magnesium to make your vitamin D available to you. Vitamin D doesn't work out, doesn't work for you if you don't have adequate magnesium. These are some of the stories we have on tap for you this hour. 877-726-8255. Let's talk about testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. That's the hue and cry now that ventilators have become less of a problem. It used to be ventilators. We need more ventilators. Let's ramp up our production capability for ventilators because we were caught flat-footed without enough ventilators. Well, it turns out that we didn't need hundreds of thousands of ventilators. The ventilators are reserved for the sickest patients, and there were many of them, unfortunately. But also ventilators weren't necessarily the answer for some of the sickest patients because there's a very high mortality rate among patients put on ventilators. And it turns out that less aggressive ways of providing oxygen to patients may have been a better answer for certain patients. Now it's about testing. And, you know, we compare ourselves to other countries that were ahead of the curve in testing. We've still done a lot of testing in this country. By the most recent count, I think we've done close to 20 million coronavirus tests in this country, but it's still not enough, according to many people. They're calling for more testing. And the idea behind testing is let's find out who has it, obviously. If you have it, you should be quarantined. That would enable other people to go about their business, and people who have it stay home and prevent the spread of the virus. Also, antibody testing, that sounds promising because antibody testing could tell us who's already had it and who is, in effect, likely to be immune. So the hue and cry is testing. We need more tests. Why don't we have enough tests? What's the matter? The government's responsible, and so on and so on. It's become a big political football. There's a big editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, came out yesterday. The headline is False Negative Tests for SARS-CoV-2 Infection, Challenges and Implications. And it highlights something that I've noticed, and perhaps you've noticed as well. How many of you, either yourselves or perhaps a friend or a relative, has come down very sick and with all the symptoms that seem to be pointing to COVID-19, fever and cough and malaise and sore throat, sometimes loss of taste and smell. And then they've gotten tested and they say, no, don't worry, you don't have it. I guess you just have a cold or another type of flu. Yeah, you're sick, but you don't have coronavirus. So, but these people would swear to you that they've never been this sick in their lives. This is something quite different. And it sounds for all the world like coronavirus. Well, they had the test. The test was negative. But what they talk about here in the New England Journal of Medicine is the problem with some of these diagnostic tests. They say inaccurate diagnostic tests undermine efforts at containment of the pandemic. Ideally, they should help us pinpoint precisely who has it, who's had it. And it's not just a question of not enough tests. The tests sometimes don't work. And in particular, the tests to determine if you have active coronavirus are generally based on either throat swabs or nasal swabs or spit samples, sometimes suctioned secretions from the lungs. And you might think they're deadly accurate, but they're not. And that's a problem. Part of the problem is the tests themselves. The manufacturing standards for the tests got loosened because of the urgency to ramp up our testing capacity. So what they say here, this is a medical journal, they say for SARS-CoV-2, it's unclear whether the sensitivity of any FDA-authorized commercial test has been properly assessed. That's a pretty strong statement. And based on experience in China, there's a study of 213 patients in China. And, you know, they did a bunch of nasal swabs and sputum samples, and they did a coronavirus test that was approved by the Chinese government. And what they found is that 11% of sputum samples, 27% of nasal samples, and 40% of throat samples were deemed falsely negative. In other words, these folks had COVID-19. They were obviously sick. They had the radiologic findings in the lungs that are characteristic of coronavirus, but their PCR tests were negative. Okay? Also, when they looked at antibodies, the antibodies did a little better, 93% accurate, but still missing the boat in 7% of the cases. So, only 67% of these very sick hospitalized patients with COVID-19 had at least one positive test. So that's not too good. What they're saying here is that false negatives range from 2 to up to 29%. And what that means is there's this thing called Bayes theorem, which mathematically calculates the predictive value of a test. And what they say here is let's assume that the test picks it up 70% of the time, but misses it 30% of the time, in someone who is likely to have been exposed to the coronavirus, you know, say someone has had contact with a family member and then they feel sick. With a 70% accurate test, the probability of picking it up, this according to Bayes' theorem, astonishingly, is as low as 23%. That's far too high to safely assume someone is uninfected. And that is a problem because we're going to have a lot of people who think they're sick, they test negative, they go, hooray, I can go out and about, I can visit my elderly relative, say hi, I haven't seen them for weeks, I've tested negative, so I should be okay, but they're not, they're carriers. And complicating this matter even worse is that a lot of people who may test positive are asymptomatic. That's what we found in a series of women who showed up for maternity in a hospital to deliver their babies. They said they were fine, the vast majority of them. Only a very small percentage, less than 10%, said that they felt ill. And it turned out that a high percentage of them tested positive for coronavirus. They were asymptomatic, as so often happens to healthy women during pregnancy. Something about pregnancy hormones may make you have a milder course. So we got problems with this notion that testing is going to get us out of trouble here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, speaking of coronavirus, you know, there's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. And for immune support, Future Farm Botanicals created exclusively a formula to help promote a better immune response, elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. And while there's no proof that elderberry per se is some sort of shield against coronavirus, It's packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. Myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, so coming up, we're going to talk about the relationship between vitamin D and magnesium. It's an interesting story. Magnesium may be a key to the efficacy of vitamin D. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And a reminder, that's a number that you can use 24/7 to record a question, as did this caller. Do we have it up?
My question is about the thing you mentioned called NT factor for people with chronic fatigue syndrome. You said it helps them. I've had it for like over 20 years, and I still got a viral situation, I think, from some of my symptoms, but I'm pretty much bedridden, so I was wondering what NT factor is. Thank you.
Okay, so you know, there are many theories about why people get chronic fatigue syndrome, and it has to do with an immune activation that doesn't subside, possibly after an infection. So typically people feel lousy, tired, achy, have poor exercise intolerance while they have the flu. You know, certainly that would be the case with the coronavirus. But then they recover. Their immune systems normalize, things calm down, and then their normal energy and vitality returns. And so one of the theories about chronic fatigue syndrome is that the mitochondria are affected. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. And this has been a strategy that's been employed to fix the vitality and energy production of the mitochondria by repairing cell membranes. And NT factor is, pure and simply, a membrane replacement therapy. It is a lipid. It is a building block for the cell membranes, and it repairs cell membranes throughout the body and thereby may have a beneficial effect on the mitochondria. And so, well, you know, it's not surefire for every form or variation of chronic fatigue syndrome. And I believe that there are many chronic fatigue syndromes. In some cases, there may still be active infection that still has to be addressed. Or there could be dysbiosis, or there could be thyroid problems, or there could be testosterone, or, you know, hormonal issues. There could be critical vitamin deficiencies. One of the factors that's involved is the mitochondria. And for mitochondrial support, you know, we have things like coenzyme Q10, true niagen, nicotinamide riboside. An important player in restoration of the mitochondria is NT factor. And I've used it over the years. I take it personally. I think that it really helps. And, you know, it also relates to the aging process. You know, you get more tired, knocked out. The mitochondria tend to become a little ragged. The process of age-related degeneration. And by restoring the membrane integrity of the mitochondria, we may get a leg up on mitochondrial preservation. So this is a good segue to something that I usually announce at least one point during the program. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, consider NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Works on the mitochondria. And it's available in ProPax, a complete vitamin mineral formula. But let's say you just want to take NT Factor alone in a concentrated form. There's Youthful Energy. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. Like I say, I don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to the vitamin shop, you can still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct. Call this number, 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or check out their new website. It's fully revised and user-friendly. They're very proud of it. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com to order ProPax or Youthful Energy. 877-726-8255 is our number. There's an article here about vitamin D, magnesium, and calcium in relationship to the recurrence of colon cancer, and people have already had it, or their likelihood of dying. And what they find here is that, yeah, it's about vitamin D, but it's also about magnesium. Magnesium is essential in the conversion of the inactive form of vitamin D to the active form of vitamin D, and could potentially strengthen the association between vitamin D and the risk of poor outcomes or death from colon cancer, according to a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So magnesium, an important cofactor to help vitamin D do its job. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And are you a zombie eater? I'll confess that I am a zombie eater. Statistics show that 88% of adults eat while staring at a screen, whether it's a TV screen or whether it's an iPad or a computer. The vast majority of us eat while distracted. And this is probably going to be accentuated during the coronavirus pandemic lockdown because more and more people are getting used to screens. One of the nice things about eating in a restaurant is that generally, you know, unless you're a married couple, because married couples, you know, they go to a restaurant and they each have their iPhones and they sit across from one another and they look at their iPhones. But, you know, if it's a new relationship or if you're dating, it's considered impolite. Some people have, and this is a good thing, is when the family gets together, there's a no phones at the table policy. But there's a fascinating article in last month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, Effects of Distraction on Taste-Related Neural Processing. And it's an amazing study because they actually shot images of patients' brains using functional MRIs that light up different parts of the brain according to the way that the brain is being stimulated. And you can map these different regions of the brain. It's way beyond me in terms of neurophysiology. What they're saying here is that people's lifestyles have changed over the last decades with increasing demands of multitasking due to their interaction with electronic devices. For example, TVs, computers, and smartphones. As a consequence, people often eat while engaged in activities that prevent them from focusing on satiation signals, such as sensory stimulation from the food products they are consuming, or gastric signals, in other words, my tummy is full. Such mindless or distracted eating has been causally related to increased immediate and later food intake and is associated with increases in BMI, body mass index. And they cite, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 studies here, which support that proposition. So they did this study and they imaged the brain. And lo and behold, what they found was that indeed parts of the brain that are associated with satisfaction and satiety and a feeling of fullness are interfered with when you're distracted, when you're looking at a screen. And they conclude here, by using functional MRI during consumption, so literally while people were eating, they imaged their brains and using devices simultaneously, we found that distraction reduced connectivity between taste processing areas and that distraction-related attenuation of taste-related processing predicted subsequent food intake. In other words, you're knocking out parts of your brain that normally are associated with mindful eating, mindfulness, chew the food, taste the food, appreciate the food. That doesn't happen when you're distracted. They say a better understanding of this is essential for the successful prevention and treatment of overweight and obesity. We're being mindful about the taste of food during consumption could perhaps be part of the solution. In our current overly distracting society, attentive eating might be more important than ever to protect taste processing from being disrupted. Very cool study. So if you like me, are a zombie eater, try at least part of the time to engage in more mindful eating behavior. It might help fend off those excess pounds. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we have a recorded call, I believe. Let's take it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. What can you tell me about the enzyme serrapeptase? I heard it had other benefits other than the enzyme activity. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to enzymes, there are a couple of ways that enzymes work as supplements. They're enzymes that you take with food, and they help to augment the body's own enzymes that break down food, of which there are several. There's lipases that break down fat. There's proteases that break down protein. And there are also carbohydrate digesting enzymes that you can take. Some target, an example of which is lactate. It breaks down lactose so you can better digest milk. But there are actually many different types of carbohydrate digesting supplements that break down oligosaccharides, for example, that make you less gassy. And these are designed to be taken with food. But there are other enzymes that are taken away from food because the goal is not to help to digest the food. The goal is to achieve another benefit, which is an anti-inflammatory benefit and a what's called thrombolytic effect to prevent blood clots. And serrapeptase is one of those things. It's a systemic enzyme. It's marketed for anti-inflammatory pain relief, and there are some studies that show that it works. But it also may have some, I won't necessarily say blood thinning effects, because it's not going to dangerously thin your blood. But if your blood is highly susceptible to clotting, it may have a bit of a clot busting or a clot preventive effect. And therefore, things like serrapeptase are used for cardiovascular protection. Other things like natokinase is a little more popular for cardiovascular protection. Lumbrokinase also is a substance that's used for that purpose. And, you know, an example of an anti-inflammatory proteolytic enzyme supplement is, you know, you can use blockers that that are helpful for that. These are things that are used popular in Europe. They're proteolytic enzymes, and they, you know, they seem to do a job. You know, people have injuries. Injuries create swelling, inflammation, and these proteolytic enzymes help to curb that. 877-726-8255, our number. Mediterranean diet and the risk of kidney stones. In this study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition reports that individuals with a high Mediterranean diet score had a significantly lower risk of developing kidney stones, between 13% and 41% lower compared with individuals who were on the worst standard types of diets. The reason that Mediterranean diets seem to be preventive is that they provide more citrate, more magnesium, that these are nutrients that seem to counteract kidney stones, and therefore the diet may be helpful in prevention of this common problem associated with a Western diet. 877-726-8255. More steps per day tied to milder IBS symptoms. One of the things that I recommend for my patients who have irritable bowel syndrome is increasing exercise, particularly walking. If you have bad IBS, running can help the constipation predominant type of IBS, as many runners will attest. But if you have the other type of IBS where there's more urgency and diarrhea, running may be contraindicated. But a higher number of daily steps with walking was associated with reduced severity of irritable bowel syndrome, according to Japanese researchers. What they found is that, based on our finding, increasing the daily step count to 9,500 steps per day. That's pretty ambitious. That's a long way. Increasing from 9,500 from 4,000 will result in a 50% reduction in the severity of symptoms. Of course, the results may vary by individual, but on average, upping walking, had a dramatic, benefit for patients who had IBS. At 4,000 steps, the probability of gastrointestinal symptoms, 78%. At 6,000, it was down to 70%. At 8,000, it was 59%. And reaching the threshold of 10,000, it was 48%. So, you got IBS, dietary strategies, certain supplements. Yeah, these work. Mindfulness, meditation, because there's sometimes even hypnosis can work for IBS. But also exercise, an important way, important modality for dealing with this common problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, one thing that you see if you watch a lot of TV, particularly cable news, is, and I don't know why it is, it's ads for powerful prescription medications to treat psoriasis, right? If you, you know, watch one of those cable shows, that seems to be a popular theme. And I guess there's a lot of psoriasis, and now there's a whole raft of medications that can treat psoriasis. These are powerful immunosuppressive drugs that happen to be very expensive. Oh, maybe that's the key to why they're being advertised so much, because A, it's a prevalent problem, and B, there's a huge profit margin in prescribing these medications. And now dermatologists are armed with a whole arsenal of drugs that can treat psoriasis. And the claim, you know, if you listen very carefully, the claim is not that it eradicates psoriasis. Rarely does it eradicate psoriasis. But what they say is at least it ameliorates, these drugs ameliorate psoriasis. So you can get like a 50% reduction or a 75% reduction. And for a lot of people who are suffering with this terrible malady, you know, the old expression, the heartbreak of psoriasis, that's a boon to them because, you know, summer months, they want to get outside. It's, you know, it's very important in your physical appearance. There's an interesting article that I came across in one of my medical journals, Dermatology News. And the headline here is Biologics Yield Low Rates of Skin Clearance in Real-World Psoriasis Study. Now, this points up an interesting fact, which is that real-world experience after a drug is approved is often more disappointing than the results of clinical trials designed to speed the approval of drugs. So in the clinical trials, often designed by drug makers, they showed efficacy. They have to show efficacy in order to get an approval, because if a drug's not effective or if it should have a lot of side effects, it's not going to get approved by the FDA. So there's some efficacy. There is a certain percentage of patients who experienced improvements, some dramatic, some partial, admittedly some treatment failures, but the clinical trials were encouraging. But in real-world experience, this is what's called post-marketing studies. In other words, a drug has been approved, is out for use in the general world, and instead of just a few hundred or, you know, a couple of thousand people, now tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people are using it worldwide. And then we have an opportunity to survey them and see what kind of results they got. So this is from the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. You may say, what venereal disease? What does that have to do with, you know, psoriasis? Well, in the old days, dermatologists also dealt with venereal disease. Why? Because syphilis is a dermatological disease and was very prevalent in the old days. So they still, okay, historical factoid. The study was published in May in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. So they say that high efficacy rates have been reported in randomized trials of biologics. And there's a whole raft of them. And they got different names, and you'll see them advertised on TV. Real world evidence provided by registries is only beginning to emerge because they've only been out for, you know, a couple of years. And efficacy data have mostly been derived from clinical trials. So now let's look at the results in terms of the post-marketing or real-world trials. So you looked at five countries to evaluate the effectiveness of treatments in patients with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis over a year's time following administration of one of these biologic drugs. The 32% were in the U.S., some were in France, U.K., Germany. Okay. What they found is that at 6 and 12 months, only a quarter of the patients, 23% to 25%, had achieved a good score on their psoriasis. Kind of interesting that these drugs, heavily marketed, they're monoclonal antibodies, otherwise known as biologic drugs. What they say here is real-world rates of complete clearance fall well short of the rates found in the clinical trials used for approval of these medications. And, you know, the medications often come with warnings that they can suppress your immune system, render you more susceptible to infection, and so on and so on, and you make sure you get tested for tuberculosis and yada, yada, yada. So there are consequences to these medications. And, you know, I got to say that, while there's, in my opinion, there's no slam dunk miraculous treatment with one supplement or another for psoriasis. We have a lot of success in dealing with psoriasis naturally, primarily through diet change, very clean anti-inflammatory diet, a paleo diet, that works for a lot of patients, along with nutrients like vitamin D at higher doses, lots of omega-3 fish oil, anti-inflammatories like curcumin. These can make a big difference for sufferers of psoriasis. So it, to some extent, it's, you know, I'm not saying it's all about diet, but it is a lifestyle disease, and it's very amenable to natural interventions. All right, this item has to do with the high-fiber diet. They say eat more fiber, eat more fiber, eat more fiber, and they're trying to get you to eat lots and lots of cereal to get your fiber. Because cereal is healthy, cereal will reduce your risk of heart disease. So big study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition again. They find that fiber is beneficial. It does reduce the risk of dying in a study done in Japan. But only fiber from beans, fruit, and vegetable fiber, but not cereal fiber, was associated with this benefit. So what they're saying here, essentially, is that, yes, fiber is beneficial, but get it in forms that are not starchy grains, because the starchy grains, while containing fiber in some cases, also pack a wallop in terms of carbohydrates, at least beans and fruit, while containing some carbohydrates, certain starchy vegetables, their glycemic index, their rate of release of their carbohydrates, is less than what you obtain by eating cereal fiber. So, okay, you know, have some fiber, but watch the starchy carbs that you get from grains. All right, well, thank you for joining us. Questions were great today. We suggest that you dial 877-726-8255 and record your questions for next week's program. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Check us out at drhoffman.com for more content. Download our podcasts and subscribe to our newsletter. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.